Now, if you are familiar with Transformers... You probably know about Optimus Prime, right?
Sure. Iconic right. character.
Yeah, so this is a Setting the Bar story involving an Optimus Prime. Setting the Bar stories are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking the law, when you have the same name as our virtuous leader of the Transformers, you're doing okay.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Is that what's on his birth certificate?
Yeah, so police in Texas arrested Optimus Prime for driving a stolen vehicle.
I am Optimus Prime.
Wow. Well, maybe he was just trying to recruit to the team.
So it's not the character Optimus Prime, just some 37-year-old dude named Optimus Prime Blakely.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's an interesting name. It sounds like... His parents were fans of the show back in the day. Fans of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So Optimus Blakely, middle name Prime. There you go. And he got booked there at Travis County Jail.
And he could not transform himself out of trouble, huh?
No, he could not. He Dang. Could not transform himself into a car or a truck and
disguise
himself. I mean, that's
the superpower. Himself. Exactly. And just drive away.
Right. Exactly.
Dang it.
So if you could be a fictitious character for a day, who would you be? And what would you do? Like, I feel like Optimus Prime Blakely would have become a Transformer and just right. transformed himself into that car that he stole. So then police would have no idea who to capture.
I would be Rapunzel. From Tangled, after I got busted out of the tower.
Wait, what's her superpower?
Her hair.
Oh, it's like...
I'm jealous of her hair. Her hair is not only long
it's healing,
and fabulous,
right?
but it's healing, exactly. It's magical.
Yeah, it's a healing...
So it would also be before Flynn Rider cut it, because it wasn't magical after that.
Well, yeah. Don't so you... After, sorry, spoiler alert. Don't you remember?
I do. I want to be Rapunzel after the tower before he cut my hair. That's what
so
I
So you still
want to
have that long hair?
I guess, absolutely.
And here's the thing.
Because
not to get off on a tangent.
The Girl Scouts braided it and put flowers in it.
Not to get off on a tangent, but she has so much hair, it would be so heavy.
Yeah.
And it would get so many sticks and all sorts of stuff dragging it on the ground.
Where do you think I'm going to be hanging out? I've got, like, my little forest creatures that can help... Take all that stuff out.
So then you got to round up all your forest creatures every
Why
single time you want to go to the bathroom?
Why are you poo-pooing my choice? Why are you poo-pooing? Let me have my moment. I have the opposite of Rapunzel's hair. Okay? I just want to live in the sun for a moment. I want long, luxurious, magical hair
that the little
Girl Scouts in the town square can braid for me and put beautiful flowers in. Okay? That's
like
what I want to do. And I want to look at the lanterns.
It would be way more of a problem than it would be a benefit. Because you'd get tangles.
No, sir.
That you would be constantly brushing it.
I am not
sitting
here.
You'd be getting sticks and woodland creatures out of your hair.
I am not sitting here poo-pooing your choice. Who are you picking?
Well, see, I'm not necessarily I'm picking someone I would like to date, and that would be Helen from The Incredibles.
But this is someone you're going to be, correct?
I'm not going to be.
You want to be Helen from The Incredibles?
All right. No, I don't want to be Helen from The Incredibles, but...
I think you misunderstood the assignment.
Maybe Iron Man. Because,
yes,
because,
that's a good choice.
Because Iron Man is like a normal dude who just has a cool contraption. So maybe I would just be a normal dude and I would have a cool contraption.
Okay, that's great. See, I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo your choice.
I mean, you could.
Why were you attacking me about Rapunzel's hair?
But you can't shoot holes in my choice. That's the thing.
Oh, because my choice was flawed. This went sideways.
Michael Texan, you dream smasher.
Exactly. Let me have my moment with my Rapunzel hair that I'll never have in real life.
Listen, you...
I'm living my fantasy.
You're going to get it, and then you're going to realize, oh, this was a terrible choice.
Because I will not.
My hair is so heavy.
I will not.
It's just going to get tangled. I'm going to have to hold it in my hands, and it's going to fall everywhere.
Hey,
I mean,
the next time that you get a little calf cramp when you're running, I could heal it with my hair. And then you'd be really, then what would you say?
Does Rapunzel heal calf cramps?
Yes, exactly. She can heal all the things. Flynn Rider got a little cut on his hand and she healed that.
No, he
you just wrap it around, you sing a little song, and there you go. Poof, you're better.
No, you don't remember the story at all. He got stabbed to death, and then she healed him.
Yes, no, but that was before that. They were camping out, right, on their little adventure first. He cut his hand. That's how he first figured out how magical her hair was. You missed that part.
All right, well, I still
go back
think,
and watch it. Why are we fighting so much, passionately about Rapunzel?
I still think that your choice is questionable.
I don't care what you think. I'm sitting over here loving my Rapunzel hair.
Okay. Is that the only way that you're going to have nice hair?
Yes. Exactly. So quit hating on it.
All right, fine. All right, well, shift gears then. If you could date a fictional superhero.
Flynn Rider. See, it's the perfect scenario for me. Flynn Rider.
All right, 502-795-1997. I want to hear you jump into this whole debate, all right? Take some of your stories and calls coming up.